following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Lachey, and you are listening to Beyond the Obstacle, a podcast where we discuss what it takes to become an elite athlete. Welcome to episode one of Beyond the Obstacle. I'm super excited to be here with you guys. For this podcast, I'm going to be interviewing people trying to find out the answer to the question, how do you become an elite athlete, which is the topic of this podcast. So I think that that's a question that's a very open-ended question, but is really interesting to answer. I've been trying to become an elite athlete myself for the last 6 years, and it's a question that I think about all the time and I ask people, and there's no simple answer to it, but I think that through even just presenting that question, we can learn a lot about pro athletes and how to become elite as obviously an athlete, but also just in like any aspect of your life as well. So for a little bit of background, I'm a Ninja Warrior athlete. So like the TV show American Ninja Warrior, which most people have heard of. If you don't know what that is, I'll explain it in just a second. So I'm going to be interviewing a bunch of friends that I have that are elite Ninja Warrior athletes. Obviously, there's going to be a bit of a focus on the sport of Ninja Warrior, which is a pretty niche sport. But I'm also, a lot of these athletes also have done other sports. And I think that more importantly than like the specific sport, it's about like the mindset and the entire like outlook of an elite athlete. So I think that even though there's going to be a bit of a focus on ninja, there's going to be a lot of stuff that we say in this podcast that is ninja, like ninja specific, but translates really well to a lot of other stuff. So for a little background, what is the sport of Ninja Warrior? So there's a TV show called American Ninja Warrior that is pretty popular. If you haven't heard of it, basically what it is it's a obstacle course with skills from gymnastics, parkour, climbing that translate into the obstacles. And there's big epic obstacles. I'm not going to go over like the whole format, but you can easily find it online if you're interested in more of like the format of the TV show. And so the TV show kind of popularized the sport of Ninja Warrior in America. And it's grown a lot in the last few years, especially with Ninja Warrior gyms opening up all across the country. And 6 years ago, I started training Ninja Warrior, and it's grown immensely since then into just a bigger and bigger sport with different ninja leagues popping up around the country and people like posting tricks on social media, Ninja Warrior tricks and stuff, and getting a lot of views. So the sport's just continuing to grow a lot. So in this podcast, we're going to have three sections every episode. The episode's going to be 15 minutes, so we're going to have three five-minute sections in every episode. The first section is going to be who are you? So I will ask my guest who they are, and they'll give some background on who they are and what their experience is with ninja and with any other sports that they may do, so that we can find out why they're a credible source. And then the second section is going to be kind of the main section of each podcast, which is going to be how to become an elite athlete. I'm going to ask the question, how do you become an elite athlete, and hopefully get some really interesting information and answers to that question out of my guest. And then the final segment of each episode is going to be just a Q&A where I ask them questions and hopefully get some interesting answers out of them. And I already know all my guests pretty well, so I can kind of direct them into either telling some interesting stories they have or diving deeper into different parts of their training or anything else that I think that you guys would find either educational or maybe entertaining. So as for my athletic background, why am I making this podcast? Why am I a credible source? And why is this topic important to me? So I started my athletic journey when I was like 2 years old as a baseball player. So I absolutely loved the sport of baseball. I thought that one day I was going to be in the MLB. That was my childhood dream. And I became a pretty good pitcher in my childhood, especially up until like my middle school years. I was a pretty good pitcher, but I was always a pretty short kid, which definitely didn't help, because even though I had a lot of success pitching, I didn't throw as hard as some of the other kids, so I would be underestimated and overlooked oftentimes. I really like poured my soul into baseball. I put everything I could into it, and that was like my life goal for so long, up until my freshman year of high school when I found the sport of Ninja Warrior. And I found it just through, there just happened to be a ninja gym opening up that was like 10 minutes away from my house. And I didn't know, but that actually happened to be one of the best ninja gyms in the country. And so I went there one time thinking, oh, this will just be some fun thing. And I instantly fell in love with the sport. I still love baseball a lot, but the reason that I switched to ninja, there's a few reasons. I like the sport of baseball a lot. I like the sport of ninja a lot, but there's a couple major differences. The first one is the fact that in the Ninja Warrior community, I loved the fact that everybody is there to support each other. Everybody wants to see the best version of everybody else, which is just so cool to me because it's like the athletes versus the course instead of athletes versus other athletes. So there's this level of like community that I haven't really ever seen before where everybody wants to see everyone else succeed, which is just so cool to me. Another thing that I love about the sport of ninja compared to baseball and most other sports is most other sports you have to train in order to get like strong enough or fast enough or whatever for your sport. In ninja, the sport itself is training. So there's nowadays I do a lot of other supplemental stuff to my actual Ninja Warrior training, but just by doing ninja obstacles, you get in great shape and you get really strong. And that's still to this day my main part of my training is just doing obstacles. Now it's a little bit more focused than it used to be, but I think that's such a cool element that you just do the sport and you get so much stronger at the sport because of it, which is just so awesome. So I've now been doing ninja for 6 years, and throughout those whole 6 years, I've been very motivated pretty much the entire time, training really hard and having big goals. Me as a competitor, I initially, especially in the first few years I did ninja, I didn't compete very well. So the way ninja competitions work is pretty unique to any other sport. Typically, at most ninja competitions, you go to the competition and you have no idea what obstacles you're going to see. And oftentimes you're competing at a place you've never competed before. So you have no idea how the obstacles are going to feel. You have no idea what obstacles you're going to see. And then you have one run to execute every move that you've planned. So it's a lot of visualization and executing in the moment and performing under pressure and executing moves that you don't know exactly how you feel. And you just have to trust your plan and just go for it, which is a really interesting element. And it's taken me a long time to understand how to compete well. I still don't think that I compete at nearly the level that I want to, but I definitely compete a lot better than I used to. Just yesterday, I actually came in second place in a competition with 12 people, which it wasn't a particularly competitive competition, but just lately I've been competing more consistently. And even though it's still, I want to strive to be a lot better for sure, it's definitely heading in the right direction, which is good to see. And I'm much more consistently at least performing decently well. Another thing that I've done is the last 3 years I've tested for American Ninja Warrior, which has been really fun. I haven't competed on the TV show yet. Unfortunately, I've applied for it 4 times, but it's really hard to get on the TV show because it's kind of more of a TV like reality show than a, like an actual competition. So you have to like send in an application and they only pick certain people. So it's hard to get on the show. But I've tested the last 3 years. I actually just got back a couple days ago from my 3rd season of testing for American Ninja Warrior. And I've done pretty well, especially in the last 2 seasons of testing. So I'm hoping if I ever get the chance to compete on the show, I feel like I would do pretty well. And if I'm being realistic, it's hard to assess yourself because you obviously want to be a certain level and you also want to be humble. But if I'm being realistic, I think that I am one of the top 100 to 200 ninja athletes in the country, which is, again, a hard thing to judge. And I definitely want to have the confidence to think that I can compete with the very best of the best, which I think that I'm definitely capable of. But I also want to like have that humility and like understanding of how good I am. And I know that I am a quite competitive athlete for sure, but I still have a long ways to go. So moving into the final section of today's podcast, I'm going to answer the question, how do you become an elite athlete? So how I would answer the question, I'm going to first talk ninja specific, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more broadly. So from a ninja specific standpoint, and again, a lot of these things can translate to other sports as well. There's a few things that you need to do. First off, what I always tell people when they first start ninja is just the higher quantity of obstacles you do, the better. And I again think that this really translates to a lot of sports because when you're trying to become an elite athlete, you are trying to familiarize yourself with some specific movements that aren't natural to the human body. And in ninja, you're doing all these movements like swinging through the air and doing these crazy balance obstacles and flying around. These are not natural human movements. So what I always tell people is the more obstacles you can do, the better you're going to get at ninja, because the more familiar you can get with the movements of the sport of ninja, the more it'll just feel like muscle memory, and you can just do it instead of having to think about what you're doing. And when you can just do the movements, then you can plan out your course runs for competitions and not have to worry about thinking about your specific techniques. You can think about your plan, but all the techniques you'll just do naturally because you've done so much ninja. So I think starting out as a ninja warrior athlete, that's the most important thing to do, is just get on a lot of obstacles. The more obstacles, the better. And that's what I did for the first like year or two I did ninja. My biggest priority was I just did a lot of obstacles because I love obstacles so much, and I had so much fun just messing around on obstacles and doing every obstacle in the gym multiple times, doing variations of it, doing fun challenges on them. And by doing that, I got to the point where I went from when I first started ninja, I was super clumsy and I had like no coordination, and all of the ninja techniques were so foreign to me. Like particularly more, I think I was much less coordinated than the average beginner ninja. But after a couple years, I finally started looking more graceful and more comfortable with the movements. And now I consider that a big strength of mine, is that all the fundamental ninja movements feel very natural to me. So moving on from like those first couple years you do ninja, I would say that after that, it's about training smart. And I think that this translates very well to any sport you do, because I used to tr train so hard, but I was just kind of pushing myself in whatever I was doing, but I wasn't thinking about it. When you start thinking about like what rest days you need, what certain tr like specific types of training you need, whether it's like certain muscle groups or like certain techniques, when you start really thinking about that, the more you think about it, the smarter you're going to train. And if you are, and it's funny because it kind of contrasts what I was saying before about when you first start in ninja doing just a high quantity of obstacles. I still think that's true, but once you get to a certain point of comfortability, it's more about training smart. And that's definitely the case for me now, especially since I've battled through a lot of injuries through my time doing ninja. I know more than ever that rest days are important, recovery is important, warm up is very important. And when I ever overlook any of those things, I can definitely pay the price with injuries. So, yeah, training smart. And that also, when you train smart, you can also train more efficiently. So you can get more done while taxing your body not as much. If I'm training the things I need to be training, then I can train essentially harder without putting my body through as much stress if I was as if I was just like training whatever and didn't have as much focus, if that makes sense. On a broader scale, this I'm gonna leave you guys with one quote that I really like that associates to ninja and any other sport, and that is that discipline is more important than motivation. I heard this from an elite ninja athlete a couple months ago, and it really stuck with me. When you're motivated, that's going to come and go no matter who you are. I'm consider myself a very motivated person in my sport, but my motivation still goes up and down, and that's going to happen with everybody. But discipline, you can control. You can always control your discipline. Even if you're having a weird day, even if you're not motivated, you have the discipline to work on what you think you need to work on, train what you need to train. So, yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with that for today. Discipline can, you can always be disciplined, even when motivation is going up and down. So that's kind of my best answer to the question, how do you become an elite athlete? So I'm going to do a couple more solo episodes and then we're going to hop into those interviews. So super excited for that. These solo episodes coming up are going to dive a bit deeper into my personal experiences and more specifics. So make sure you tune back in for that. And thank you for listening to the first episode of Beyond the Obstacle.